Very happy to welcome into the show right now the general manager of the Browns, Ray Farmer. Ray, first of all, thank you.
Thank you.
Taking some time.
Appreciate you taking the time to interview me, at least talk to me a little bit. I see you in this little booth every day, and I'm like, wow, he never speaks to me.
Well, that's true. There's a glass that usually separates us. But now that we have you in here, and now that we are this close to the draft, walk us through what's happening now as you get into what looks like the home stretch before draft day.
This is the good part. This is the part that everybody would really want to be in. Nobody wants to sit in there and grind through the hours of tape. Nobody wants to sit and really take the time that really is vested in figuring out who these guys are. But everybody loves where we're at now, which is the fine-tuning, the tweaking, and the conversational part of it, where you talk with the coaches, you talk with the scouts, and you kind of massage the board. You don't really change it, but you massage it.
When will that draft board be set, Ray, as you get ready for the draft? Is it set today?
I don't know if it's 100% set. Again, we call it the Ouija magic. So at some point, you get a chance to go in there and manipulate a couple of spots. But for all intents and purposes, it's really close, really close.
With this draft being 2 weeks later this year and there being more time, and sometimes people can end up chasing ghosts, how much has the board changed from when they were playing football to now when there hasn't been much football played?
It hasn't changed much. I mean, to me, it really comes down to the film. You use every other opportunity to really look at who the guy is. So the character grades may shift a little bit. You may feel a little bit better about what he is physically as far as what he's able to accomplish at the combine. But inevitably, how he played football is how he's graded.
In just less than 2 weeks' time, 10 days, May 8th, you're going to have the culmination of one dream, becoming a general manager, picking for a team, and it's the beginning of another one where you're going to now try to take that team to a Super Bowl championship. How are you feeling right now in this moment approaching that?
It's game day. I mean, inevitably, you always start out on game day with some butterflies, and then I think once you finally get that first piece of contact is when you finally settle in and you start really going. I do have the advantage of several really, really good friends that are general managers, people that I'm really close with that have shared some insight and given me some ideas as to what I should really be focused on and to keep these things in your mind. And one of the best tips I got just the other day is, before you get to draft day, take one day and do absolutely nothing that has something to do with football. Just get away from it. Leave it alone. And so I like that. So I think we'll go to the movies.
I think you've earned that.
So I was just going to say, you haven't done that yet, or when are you going to do that?
I haven't done it, but I'll do it that final week. I'll find a day that just really works for me, and I'll get away from it. I'll take my kids to school. I'll go spend the day with my wife, and I don't know where we'll end up. Probably getting our nails done or mani-pedis. I don't know. But we'll figure that out as we go.
Is it possible, even on that day where you're fully intending to disconnect? I mean, your brain's always going, and do you have like those moments of, I don't know, in the middle of the night or some point that you got to wake up and say, you know what, maybe this is what we're going to do with this? Or is it that kind of process in your brain, or are you comfortable with a plan that is mostly locked in right now?
I'm comfortable where I'm at the moment. I really am. I think that there's always the opportunity for change. And I think that there's multiple strategies have been discussed as far as if this is there, then this. If this is not there, then that. And so, but again, it's a process. It's looking through, okay, and people want you to plan out the entire thing. But I can tell you right now that who you take it for could change who you take at 26, could change who you take at 35, and so on and so forth down the line. So, it's never an exact science. It's a lottery, and you never know who's picking where. And so to try to forecast exactly what's going to be there at 26 is an impossibility, because I really can tell you that as close as I think I am at 5, something could change. You know, you go back 1, you go back 2, you go to 6, you go to 8, you go to 10, you go to 12. It doesn't matter where you go in the draft. You don't know who those picks are in front of you until that name is on the board. So it makes it interesting, to say the least.